It's not a statistic any city would be proud of. Sydney seems to be lagging behind its southern neighbour when it comes to looking after the older people who are homeless. The charity Hammond Care says despite Sydney having twice as many homeless as Melbourne, there are only a third as many beds for the homeless who are old than in the southern city. Rachel Brown reports.
Vitae is part of the new face of homelessness.
I've had a whole bout of a medical issues, like cancer in 2008, and I haven't been able to work for a little while.
The 57-year-old lived with family for a while until she felt she was imposing, so she planned to sleep in her car.
I realised it wasn't safe to sleep in the car in Campbelltown. I went into the public hospital. I went in there and slept on a chair in the waiting room.
Housing New South Wales found her temporary accommodation.
That was like scary, scary stuff because the night time I woke up and I feel these things crawling over my face and my body. And there were cockroaches. I turned on the light and there were cockroaches everywhere.
And it told her with 70,000 people on the waiting list, permanent accommodation could be anything from 2 to 10 years away. But thankfully, she says a women's housing company has now found her a permanent roof.
That gave me fantastic peace of mind.
Stuart James is the head of health and hospitals for Hammond Care.
Up to 77% become homeless after 60 years of age, and most of them have worked most of their adult lives, and so very often there's just a crisis that tips these older folk into being homeless.
According to recent street counts, 247 people are experiencing homelessness in inner city Melbourne compared to 486 people in Sydney. Assuming 15% of these two groups are aged homeless, that is, aged over 55, we're talking 73 people in Sydney and 37 in Melbourne.
The issue with Melbourne is that there's some very good providers in Melbourne, and I think there's about 10 providing residential aged care for homeless men and women, whereas in Sydney there's only 3. So the gap is we have twice as many homeless and only a third of the amount of beds to care for them.
I should point out here to listeners too that Hammond Care has a development application in with Sydney City Council at the moment for a facility.
We have a DA submitted for 47 beds for residential aged care for the homeless in that inner city area.
There's no question that if you are elderly and homeless, Victoria or Melbourne is the place to be.
Brian Lipman is the CEO of Wintringham, the largest provider of services to elderly homeless people. Despite Melbourne's advantage of more beds, there's still not nearly enough. Mr. Lipman says the very visible homeless on the streets of Melbourne is the product of a lack of funding over 3 decades.
It's a crisis that was totally predictable, and it won't be solved by temporary pop-up boarding houses or rooming houses or whatever. This has to have a structural answer.
He says people on the streets or bouncing between couches age faster, and that's even before the sheer terror that accompanies homelessness.
The aged homeless to have to couch surf or live in boarding houses or rooming houses or violent pubs where they're frailest and they're weakest they've been in their whole life, really. It must be terrifying.
Vitae is asking society not to judge the homeless too quickly.
Invest in us because we just need the extra helping hands. Rightly or wrongly, through no fault of ours, we became homeless. I was supposed to be married for life, but after 15 years, rightly or wrongly, my marriage dissolved. I haven't been working while I was not being a homemaker. So I really don't have any super, don't have income.
That's the formerly homeless woman, BT, ending that report by Rachel Brown.